This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the live Saturday edition with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian here.
And Mark.
We've been talking about the consent of the governed. You don't have to stay on that topic. In fact, many of our callers would like to go in different directions. We're going to get to your calls about whatever's on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And also, big news coming out of Washington, D.C. It's pretty rare that you get good news coming out of D.C., but I've got some actual good news. If we get a chance, we'll get to that here tonight. But first, right into your phone calls and your thoughts. We have Chris, who says he's calling from Antarctica. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Finally, somebody from Antarctica calling Free Talk Live. This completes my continental sipped effect.
Yeah, wow, Mark, I've been trying to make your dreams come true forever. I'm really happy I could do that for you.
Thank you.
Thank you all for your service. And I thought last week's radio show with you guys and Derek J talking about spanking was radio gold.
Oh, great. Thank you.
All you guys get into it. I pretty much listened to it through twice.
Wow. Jeez. Well, that's good. You made up for the one guy who posted on our amplifier group that he doesn't like it when we talk about spanking. Thanks for listening twice.
Oh,
go ahead.
I'm happy to upset that guy and everybody else who want to talk about voting today. I think any study where they say you spank kids and they get dumber, I think doesn't know what it's talking about. I think the dumb kids are the ones who probably need more spanking and yelling and that kind of stuff. You know, they'll do stuff that amazes you. They will wake you up by, like, just taking off a diaper and pooping next to you. Stuff that no other human being would ever do to you.
Do you think that a spanking is going to fix that, though?
No, and that's what I want to say, right? So I don't want to spank, but I don't, right? But every time I don't, I feel like a genius, right? Like, I feel like I've somehow gotten around that whole animal aspect of, like, somebody does something horrible to you and you want to, like, you know, and it's not like you can just leave, right? I mean, I think the next day you talked, the next day you guys talked about a few parents who, I don't know, just let their kids play outside or, like, go to church by themselves and they got arrested for it.
Yeah.
You just can't, like, you know, you're there locked in with this other human being who just has no sense of reason or blindness or anything.
So you feel like any time that you don't spank, and you don't, you're saying that that's like an accomplishment because you feel like you've overcome what feels like maybe some, like, it's your nature.
Some kind of primal instinct, right? Like,
yeah.
Like when they're doing something you've never even thought another human being could or would do to you. Like, you know, they'll just, like, you go to, like, the grocery store with them, and they'll just, like, pull down an entire, like, cart of salami and start running around hitting people with them. It's just like you're looking at this going, oh, my God, I need to stop this, right? But, you know, you try to do something that's
Did the cart of salami thing actually happen? Was that real?
Yes. Yes, it was real.
And what did you do in that case?
I ran over, and I didn't, like, so I, and what I mean by overcoming the primal urge, I don't mean where you, like, sit down with them later and you tell them, that was bad, and I'm going to give you exactly 3 spanks. I can't even understand that. That sounds ridiculous to me. But, like, just in the moment where you're just, like, trying to stop something.
Mm-hmm.
And, no, I did not spank him. I you know, I picked up the salamis and, you know, picked him up, right? So I did use force to physically stop him from hitting more people with salamis, but...
At that point, you may have been acting as an agent of force for the people who, you know, were being struck with salami.
An agent for them, yeah. Not an agent of force. Gotcha.
Yeah.
But even I like that. I mean, I don't have a problem with
salami, right? It's like they're everywhere, right? So, and, like, this is a person who can, in, like, 5 seconds, can cause 10 minutes of work for somebody else. And that math, that's the kind of math that, like, you know, bankrupts countries, and like, you know, that's what like they fought the Cold War over this, you know, that kind of, you just can't keep up with it, right? So that's why I feel like every time I don't spank him, I feel like Mother Teresa or...
Yeah, thanks, like Chris. I appreciate the call and the perspective tonight. Enjoy the weather down there in Antarctica. Toll-free number is, I wonder where all the grocery stores are.
You know, I didn't hear a single penguin in the background either.
Yeah, I question that. But I thought it was a good point.
I can see why he's not interested in voting. Who do you vote for in Antarctica?
Al is in Norway, all the way, very far away. Go ahead, Al. You're on Free Talk Live. What time is it there in Norway?
2:12 in the morning.
Far out.
You
thanks, penguins, too.
The globe, my man.
Thanks for staying up late
over
with us.
The Arctic Circle. So you've gone from south all the way
right.
to north.
And but you have no penguins.
Mm. We have the polar bears.
There
penguins
you can't
are
win them
in
all.
Antarctica. They were eating that Chris dude.
So Al, thanks for staying up late with us there in Norway. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh
tonight.
God, Leah. What? Oh, I just said the other day you guys were talking about peaceful parenting. I'm talking about the same thing as an Antarctica guy. And Mark, I'm actually disagreeing with Mark for once.
Okay, good.
Well, he said that there's no scientific proof that peaceful parenting works, but in Scandinavia, it's been a law since 79 here.
Well, I don't
that's not scientific proof that peaceful parenting works.
Well, hold on, I don't
well,
know
it's
that.
It's not scientific, but
what is peaceful
a whole
parenting?
Generation that's never been spanked.
Well, okay, peaceful parenting isn't you don't spank. It's a whole variety of other things. One of the purposes of the article that we were reading was, in fact, talking about how the kids could be terrorized even if they were called bad names and yelled at. They used the term yelling, which I don't even know what that means when they say yelling. So there was...
A little thing.
Right, well, there's an insult. That's one. One needn't insult someone in order to yell, and one needn't yell in order to insult someone. And so that's the difficulty there. But what all I was trying to say in that is that there's no scientific proof that spanking causes people to be dumb. Because there's a claim out there that IQ points are taken away by, paddling. And I tend to disagree with this, and one of the things that I, you know, when I'm wrestling with my son, sometimes I'll pat his butt, and I'll say, I'm taking IQ points, and he'll crawl up into my lap sometimes, he'll say, IQ points, Daddy, and like, I'll smack his butt, right? It's a joke that we've got in our family, because it's been leveled, this accusation's been leveled so many times in my show, you know, he doesn't listen to the show, but it's, you know, that's the joke.
Well, my point here is that I work with kids that were peacefully brought up all the time now, because they're about 20, I guess.
What differences do you notice?
They're really nice. I'm 44. The young people that I work with are very nice, very respectful, even though I don't deserve it at all. And I don't know how to explain it. It's a huge difference from when I'm in the States.
Well, let's clarify one thing here, because, Mark, you just kind of touched on it a little bit. This term, peaceful parenting, what you're describing is a generation of parents who allegedly haven't used spankings, or they haven't raised their hands.
It's against the law, Ian. They'll get thrown in prison or get their kids, you know, taken.
That doesn't mean it doesn't happen, but, yeah, I imagine that, you know, that has had some effect. So anyway, this is a generation of people who hasn't spanked, but the peaceful parenting people, the advocates for this concept, they will go so far as to not, for instance, grab their son or daughter if they were running towards the street, where they might get hit by a car. Because
there's a lesson to be learned in the street, you know?
Right. Or they wouldn't grab their son's hand if he were going to touch a hot iron or something like that, or the burner on a stove.
Right.
The peaceful parent will also not, they will not instigate any kind of discipline of any meaningful fashion, any typical fashion, at least that we're used to.
Why would you want to discipline somebody?
Beyond physical discipline.
Mark.
I mean, like, you know, go stand in the corner, time out, taking away privileges.
Right.
So I understand that the so-called peaceful parent doesn't do any of those things. I don't know how they raise their kids without, you know, having some boundaries, but apparently they claim it works.
Ian, it's kind of a pointless argument. I thought I heard Mark mention that he hasn't had to use the naughty corner for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I lived through the same thing. Since I have three kids, between 20 and 3. And I never had to use the corner after they were 2.
Al, thanks for your call tonight, man. I do appreciate hearing from you. There's more coming up here with your thoughts. Welcome, whether it's spanking or the state and your consent to it, or lack thereof. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference, one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. We're doing the live Saturday edition of the program, and we've got plenty of time for your calls and thoughts about whatever happens to be on your mind. The toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm.
You know, if you care about the ideas that we talk here about on Free Talk Live, like the ideas of liberty, perhaps you'll be interested in news aggregation service that brings up stories that are sort of important to people like us. Well, you can go to freedomsphoenix.com and get their sign up for their daily dispatch. They've got liberty-oriented stories, stories that are about technology, communications, the rise of the police state, whatever it might be that you're interested in. They've got it over at freedomsphoenix.com. And their daily dispatch, I get it twice a day. They've got an AM and PM version. And it is, frankly, important to me when I'm doing show prep, and it may be important to you to get these news stories. FreedomsPhoenix.com.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We've got Kevin listening in Des Moines. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Kevin.
Hi, how's it going?
What's on your mind?
I was just listening to the show in the car. I'd never heard it before, and I heard you guys talking about, like, how you didn't consent to paying taxes, and then the other caller said, you know, he didn't want to sort of buy a driver's license. So I was like wondering, like, what is your response to someone who says, like, okay, you didn't consent to paying taxes or anything. So, but then, like, then you should, if you don't consent, then you shouldn't be able to use any services or, like, buy any products that tax money paid for.
You know, I would be fine. I'm not interested, by the way, in buying any of the services the federal government offers. So if that's the deal, then that would be wonderful. Unfortunately, when you opt out of the government's taxes, a lot of times they'll come and they'll put you in a cage because you've opted out. So unfortunately, it doesn't work that way, although I kind of like that. I mean, for instance, like with the roads, I pay gas tax, so therefore it's fine for me to use the roads, right? Whenever I go and buy gas, there's tax being collected there. But I don't want the military, and I don't want the U.S. federal government, and I don't want their IRS, and I don't want any of their programs. There's nothing the federal government does that I find of value. So if I can opt out, that would be great. Would you support me on that, Kevin?
I mean, yeah, it seems fine, but like until you're able to change it, you're still using those services. So as a
which services?
Which service?
Which services?
Like roads or
I pay gas taxes.
But gas taxes. If the federal government isn't getting sufficient money out of its gas taxes, wouldn't you agree with me that that's their fault, not mine?
Okay. Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, they force me to pay.
Police or fire or
what police
federal,
service?
I don't want
what
the
federal police services are you using?
Well, it's like an insurance policy, so you'll turn it down if you're ever in trouble, right?
No.
Well, okay. So for one, I would point out that the federal document, the Constitution, says that in the 10th Amendment that any power not delegated to the federal government in this document is remanded back to the states and the people respectively, or something like that. It says so in it. It says that essentially no organization that it has is constitutional, so that would be the FBI, I assume is the police organization you're talking about. The FBI is an unconstitutional organization that you're saying that I should have to pay for until somehow I can get the federal government to get rid of it, right?
Well, yeah, all sort of convince, until a majority of people vote together.
Majority. The politicians could give a flying flip at a rolling donut, what a majority of people say, and that's what we were reading here in this poll that says 4 out of 5 American voters do not believe that the government has the consent of the governed.
Okay.
See, to me, Kevin, consent matters. And if I don't consent to something, and then that something is forced upon me, if I'm forced to do something I don't want to do, or if I'm forced to do something that if I'm forced to not do something that I do want to do, then I'm having a threat against my life applied to me, just for wanting to live my life peacefully, and I have a real problem with that. I feel like if I don't want to consent to what the government's doing, I shouldn't be obligated to pay for their things. How could I be obligated to pay for what they come up with and have to wait until somebody decides to get rid of that? How can I be obligated when I've never consented in the first place?
Well, I know you said that poll, but it seems like the situation is where most people generally are not worked up enough, like they consent to it.
You're right. Okay. Well, look, the revolution that occurred in this country, I think you're probably like most people. You say, yeah, the founding fathers, they're great guys. Remember, these are people that got worked up enough to kill the agents of the state at their time. Now, I am against that. I think that's a bad idea.
Right.
However, the first thing they did was to withhold taxation. Don't you think that if I disagree with an organization thoroughly enough that I should be able to have, as a right as a human being, to withhold money from that organization?
Well, so do you think a bill would get passed? Like, would you be able to bring a bill that says something to the effect of eliminate my state's police force because of we did never really consented to pay for it, and we'll figure it out our own way? Do you think that would get enough votes on a public referendum to pass?
I don't think it would, but I don't see any reason why it should have to. I wouldn't even. I think that if we're going to have protection services, that they should be in competition with each other. I think the state police should definitely be able to compete with other organizations to provide me protection services. But one of the things I think that they really don't do well is insurance. So a police agency, if your house gets robbed, and a police agency isn't going to cut you a check for that, right?
Yeah, right.
But if you have an insurance company, if you have a security company that you have contracted with that where you say, hey, you protect my house, then it's very likely that it would be in the contract that if they fail to protect your house, that they would write you a check for what's damaged and lost, right?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, there you go. You have a completely unaccountable government.
I don't know. It's interesting.
Welcome aboard, Kevin. We're glad you're listening out there in Des Moines, and hopefully you'll find us again. We're there on the weekends on a station that I can't technically announce yet, but we're there, and we'll technically be able to announce it at some point in the future. But welcome aboard, and thanks for the call tonight.
Yeah,
call anytime with any questions you've got.
Please
do. Appreciate it. So there you go. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
And many of these topics are philosophical. Right? Like, they're not going to be applied tomorrow. But I think that it's very interesting when we look at this poll that we started out the show with, and you see things like 7% of people polled, they believe that the average representative in Congress doesn't listen to voters. Excuse me. The 7% of people polled believe that congressmen listen to the voters the most, meaning that 83% said that they believe that their congressional representative listens to party leaders more than they listen to voters they represent. Mm-hmm. And I would even go further than that. I think they listen to their paymasters, the party leaders,
right,
and they listen to their paymasters. And this is really obvious when Congress voted to get rid of the insider trading rule that they had. For a brief period of time, they had this rule where you're not allowed to use the information you get here in order to make money in the stock market.
Now they are.
But they just couldn't live by that. That's a rule they simply couldn't live by.
We will come back with your thoughts, your calls, if you make them right now. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We got plenty of time here on this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. Some good news coming up when we get a chance here on Free Talk Live's live Saturday show at 855-450-FREE.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. We're here to take your calls about whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that number is brought to you by ProXPN. You can join us online as well. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Get interactive and get free coffee while you're at it.
Well, that's if you go to coffee.freetalklive.com. That's a, what do they call it, a subdomain?
Yeah.
If you go to coffee.freetalklive.com, you'll be forwarded to one of our partners, and it's BuzzBox Coffee. Now, if you go there, you can get a free pound of coffee to try it out. BuzzBox knows that you're going to need to try their coffee in order to see whether you like it or not. You pay the shipping, you'll get a free pound of coffee. BuzzBox is special coffee. It is not your average store-bought coffee grown with Robusto beans and that kind of thing. You may not even know what a Robusto bean is. It's shade-grown. Why that's important is that's the way coffee was meant to be grown. It's sustainably grown. That way you're not seeing the people in foreign countries who are growing your coffee, and that's where the vast majority of coffee is grown. They're not seeing their topsoil erode from bad farming methods from using these Robusto beans. Coffee was meant to be grown in the shade, and shade-grown is better for you, better for me, better for the world, actually better for songbirds, too. We read a little thing about how it's good for songbirds. It's 100% organic, which may be important to you if, for instance, you care about leaded gas in foreign countries or pesticides that may be banned here in the United States but not banned in whatever third world countries grow in your coffee. And it's top 1% grade Arabica beans, and that just means good taste. BuzzBox allows Free Talk Live to give microloans for every 10 people who sign up to get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. You'll sign up for a subscription, get your free pound. You can cancel it any time. For every 10 people that continue to get their coffee there, we're able to offer another microloan to another family around the world, whether it is they need a plow or a sewing machine or some kind of restaurant equipment in order to start a business to make their life better. You're going to enable them to get a hand up instead of a hand out. And that's important to me. I hope it's important to you. Coffee.freetalklive.com. All you got to do is drink your normal coffee. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
Right back to your phone calls and thoughts. Wolf is in Bozeman, Montana, listening to KMMS. Hey, Wolf.
Well, hey, thank you for taking my call, guys. You were asking if we talked about consent. I think you're talking about federal consent before state consent, so I'll answer that question. No, I
sure.
do not. And I do not pay taxes as of 2010 when an event occurred in my life. And when I found out that the federal government, through its collection agencies, the IRS and the Federal Reserve, give money to terrorist organizations that are killing our children and our fathers and brothers over and mothers over in these wars. That violates Article 3, Section 3, giving aid and comfort. So therefore, my answer is no, no one should. I wish all of America would stop paying and then demand that they get a trial by jury of their peers. Not this administrative crap, because it is illegal under the 1949 Administrative Act, cannot supersede a constitutional right.
I think that the last guy who called in, and kind of sort of, he was stunned. This is the first time he's heard Free Talk Live, and I think that he has every reason to be stunned. These ideas are stunning. He's like, you guys are right, but man, oh man, this is nuts. I've never heard anything like this. And I get it where he's coming from, but. Hold on just one second. I get where he's coming from. He's got this, we're all sort of told that it's all this one thing, right? Like the federal government is the state government, is the local government. But when you look at the things, the amount of money you pay out to the federal government, you get nothing back. If you do get something back, they're giving it back to your state in order to give it to you. So it never makes any sense.
Right. And that's, and this is to Kevin, I was just listening to this call. Remember this. Don't use their, you're asking about using their services. Well, your property taxes, your state taxes pay for these law agents. But I have to remind you this, you're not using their services. The Supreme Court has made it clear, police do not have to offer protection. And in the state of Montana, it's even written in the code that police do not have to offer assistance or protection. So what are they there for? They are there for, according to the Supreme Court, for code enforcement. I mean, they're a profit-making entity, and I choose not to do that either. You know, you talk about fire services. That comes out of your taxes, your property taxes and such. So it's a whole different ball of wax. But what the federal government does is unconstitutional. And according to the RICO Act, anybody who involves themselves with the federal government on that level is committing a violation of Article 3, Section 3. Yeah, I mean, you are helping kill our children, our fathers, our brothers overseas by giving the money, because the consuls give money to these terrorist organizations, CIA. They've been funding terrorists since, back before Ronald Reagan and the Bay of Pigs and all of it.
What you're claiming is like, we'll use ISIS as an example. You're claiming that the Obama administration has in some way or another armed and abetted organizations in Syria to overthrow Assad. And I'm not pointing out the Obama administration. I'm just pointing out that administrations do this. And they've done it for decades. And then ISIS decides to go... ISIS decides to go to Iraq, and then supposedly we're supposed to go back and fight the people who are using, the weapons and aid and whatever it is that they got from us. Is that the idea?
We formed al-Qaeda, or we helped finance al-Qaeda to fight the Russians in Afghanistan.
I swear to you, I wasn't involved in the formation of al-Qaeda. I'm not going to fight anybody. Just to be clear.
What I'm saying is that most people are not aware that when they pay these taxes, through the strong arm tactics of the IRS, they are actually funding these other agencies because there is no oversight.
That much is true. And when you said we, you didn't mean us. You and I, I don't think you were involved.
Well, they've certainly used my taxes to do it.
What I'm implying is that the people do not understand that their money is being used without their consent for things that violate the basis of our Constitution. And that is the problem that we have. And unfortunately, as long as they have the guns and the ability to have the judges seize your property without a trial or do all of this, then we have absolutely no recourse other than to talk on the radio, educate people, and hopefully one day change it. But then again, that's what Jefferson was talking about that you mentioned earlier. You know, the tree of liberty needs to be watered every now and then. I don't condone violence, but then again, I've never known a history of any country in the world that has ever, a government that has ever given up peacefully when they said, excuse me.
I know where you're coming from there. I just, you know.
Well, governments fail all the time. And, I mean, since 19, use the end of World War One. Since before, right. the beginning of World War One till now, the amount of governments, the amount of states as they exist, and I don't mean states in the sense of the United States, but state, right. Governments, hierarchical, monopolistic governments has more than doubled. So most of those didn't come about from people picking up AKs.
No, they came about from other more powerful, influential governments helping establish them for their own political gains, and then the people of that resolves it mostly. But if we wanted to change peacefully the American government, this is what I tell everybody, folks: change your IRS tax form, have nothing taken out, right on there that you do not expect to have to pay taxes, and if America stopped paying taxes, even though they just electronically print money, it would be a huge blow to the government's ability to do anything.
Totally agree with you, Wolf, and I'm glad that you finally said that, because there is more that you can do than just talk and educate people. And those things are important, and that's what we do on Free Talk Live on a nightly basis. But you do have to take action. After you get the education and you've absorbed the ideas of freedom, then you have to ask yourself, what can I do about this? And maybe it's to turn around and educate more people. But I like what you're saying, is opt out of the system and not only not pay taxes, but also don't follow their regulations, their ordinances. Try saying no. And I don't just mean to the federal government, but also to the local criminal gangs that are trying to rule over our lives. Just try saying no. It doesn't have to be putting everything on the line. You don't have to put your house on the line or your job on the line. But you could. Like, for instance, our friend Garrett Ian just actually went to a parking ticket trial the other day, and the video hasn't been posted to FreeKeen yet. FreeKeen.com is my blog site. But it was so entertaining. Like, it was one of the more entertaining trials I've been to. And all that was on the line for him was a $5 parking ticket. So even though he was found guilty, actually it was 2 parking tickets, so $10. So even though he was found guilty, ultimately, he still had fun doing it. I'm sorry?
He needs to ask for a jury.
You can't get it. You can't.
Not for a $5 fine. Even the Constitution, I think it was
$20.
Well, thanks for the call, man. But even that, they would still tell you no, because they only give you juries in New Hampshire, at least, on Class A misdemeanors and felonies, and traffic tickets don't qualify for that. But, Wolf, thanks for the call. Do appreciate hearing from you. But my point being that he threw a little wrench into the system with that. It didn't take him much risk, but he made it so they had to get the conviction and go to trial.
One Little Joint Supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-608-9424. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and CVS, but you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-608-9424. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-608-9424.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, bring up anything right here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. We're doing the live Saturday edition of the program. Plenty of time for your calls and thoughts here. Toll free number again, 855-450-FREE. And join us online over at freetalklive.com. You can help support Free Talk Live by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for just $5 a month. We'll take that $5 in. It will be invested into Free Talk Live. And we'll get on more radio stations around the country, on over 150 stations from coast to coast, bringing the ideas of freedom and voluntarism and consent to the American people, many of whom, you know, if they listen to talk radio, they don't hear these ideas. These ideas are foreign to most talk radio.
I think they're not articulated in the same way. I think that the ideas of peaceful human interaction are very common to people, so common that we don't think about them at all. But articulating them and applying them to organizations that have never had them applied to them before.
Well, yeah, shining the light on the violence of the state can be a very uncomfortable thing to do. Now, a lot of people do understand that the people inside the state are threatening violence. That's, for instance, why a lot of people pay taxes, because they're afraid of what might happen to them if they don't. But we are talking about consent and withdrawing of consent, and, you know, how does one as an individual how do you embrace that? How do you act in your life to show that you do not consent? Is it just your words, or is it also your actions? Let's continue here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. We've got Gene, the Christian anarchist, on the line in Tennessee. Gene, you're on the air.
Well, hello, guys. I wanted to talk to you guys about the state of medicine in the United States, since we're going towards Obamacare.
All right.
And
I'm not going towards Obamacare, I just like to say. No interest in that. I'll be opting out.
Well, unfortunately, as medical providers, we're in that field, so we're seeing some real results of what's happening. And, of course,
tell me about it.
More people are getting on insurance, of course, but the policies, the reimbursements are going down. In other words, as an insurance company is a business like any other, and they have to make a profit, so they would spread out the burden over all of their subscribers and come up with rate that would still allow the company to make money. Obviously, if they don't make money, they're not going to write insurance the next year. So what's happening now with this new stuff is the government is subsidizing and allowing certain monies as a kind of a fund, so that if the insurance companies lose money, they can get some of the money. But really what's happening is the reimbursements are being cut. So the doctors and the providers, the hospitals, they're all going to be taking less money for providing the same service. Actually, the service...
Their costs aren't going down. I mean, those machines are still going to cost what they're going to cost, and then those people are going to have to be paid to operate them.
Right. The costs aren't going down. Plus, they're adding additional paperwork. So instead of being able to provide the same service and get paid less money, now it's not even the same service, because you're required to fill out more forms, you're required to jump through more hoops, and you have to hire people because you have a bigger burden in paperwork. And in
one of the things we were told that this Obamacare was going to do is it was going to cut government, cut bureaucracy inside the, you know, the healthcare system. So you're saying it's done the opposite, that somehow government grows bureaucracy?
Yeah, I would love to see how they would expect that to happen, because that's never going to happen. Now,
it's ludicrous, the idea that government, I mean, bureaucracy is named after government.
Right, and we've only been in business for 10 years now, but and Ron Paul, of course, was famous for never taking a Medicare dollar. Of course, we have had to take Medicare dollars, and we have seen, because Obamacare is just basically taking Medicare and trying to spread it among everybody, and Medicare is the leader in the medical field as to what people are going to get paid for what services.
Right. People want single-payer health care, but what they often didn't point out is that the fact is the government still provides more than 50 cents on every health care dollar comes through Medicare and Medicaid. So the government, we practically do have single-payer.
We are almost there, and even the private policies that we do have, they take their cues from what Medicare is paying. So
right.
The Medicare payment schedule is usually used, and, you know, the private party, the private insurance companies will pay a little bit more here, a little bit more there, but basically they are copying the Medicare payment schedule. So as Medicare keeps cutting and the insurance companies keep copying it, it's basically the same as a single-payer system. And the people that get hurt are the ones providing the care. And we know of so many doctors that are preparing right now to retire. I mean, they're retiring early. They're getting out. They're going and starting other businesses. They're just plain getting out. Now, you're going to have
I don't blame them, but I'm curious, Gene. What is the other alternative, as I understand it, is for a doctor to just say no to insurance. That's it. We're going cash only. Or prepay kind of coverage, that kind of thing. How many doctors are just kind of adjusting their business model in that way?
Well, some are. There's a big policy called MDVIPs. It's a VIP program that doctors are changing their practice over, where they still accept insurance and they still take the payments, but patient has to pay a yearly fee to the doctor of like $3,000 in order to keep him as your doctor. So the doctor collects $3,000 from each patient up front. In return, the doctor takes fewer patients. They have a set number of patients that they'll take in a year, and they give their patients their cell phone numbers so they're available 24 hours. You can call your doctor. You know, you get personalized service, but you have to pay in advance. And then they just collect the insurance payments. Whatever the insurance payments are goes to the doctor plus his yearly fee.
$3,000.
There are other places that are just going strictly cash. But the way I know already how the government's going to react to that. What they're going to do is they're going to say, in order for you to maintain your medical license, you're going to have to take Medicare payments. That's what they'll do in the future.
But not yet. So at this point, if you wanted to, as a doctor, say no more Medicare, no more Medicaid, no more insurance, cash only, you could still do that, right?
you can do it and still maintain your license. But what
and apparently it's worked for some guys, too, because I know there's a cash doctor around you know, in the Cheshire County area. Lives a little ways away, but there's at least one of them. Maybe there's more than one, and maybe we'll see that become more popular. I hope you're wrong. I hope they don't force that down people's throats, but I expect you might be right about that. Gene, thanks for calling and sharing your thoughts tonight.
Yes.
Appreciate it.
Medical care must be equally bad for everyone.
Let's continue. We have...
You know, the way we got good things in this world is because they were introduced, they were extraordinarily expensive, mm-hmm. and wealthy people bought them. As they bought them, then, you know, the company could use the economies of scale to downsize the cost. Then the upper middle class bought them, and then the company would use the economies of scale to downsize the cost. I mean, think about plasma TVs 15 or 20 years ago.
LCDs are probably more of a better example.
Okay, LCD, I really don't know the difference between them.
Yeah.
Them flat little skinny TVs that they got.
Anybody can afford
I just got one recently. I was using a big giant thing that looked like a
You had one of those 300 pounds. Yeah, one of those 300-pound old projector.
Right, I used that for years, and it was a fine television for what I was using it for. But, you know, the reason I was able to buy that for $500 is because somebody 10 years before that
paid
bought 50, it for $5,000. Yeah.
Well, those things were more like $50,000.
That was 15 years before.
Yeah. All right, let's continue here. AW is on the line in Bozeman, Montana, listening to KMMS. Hey, AW.
You guys are shooting me right between my eyes tonight. It's just amazing that the topics that you're... And I'm right with you on like...
Oh, okay. Say, it sounds like... Normally, it's a bad thing.
Shooting
someone.
I just mean I'm like, we're in the zone here.
Gotcha.
That doctor was chilling. My wife just had a nose job, and I went in there and paid cash, and he gave me like a $1,300... deduction for paying cash.
Yeah.
He's like, we like
cash. Now, you can ask about that, like, in advance, right? At a lot of doctor's offices, hey, I'm going to be paying cash. Will you give me a discount?
Right. So are you going to get a discount for cash? And a lot of them nowadays are saying yes. And that wasn't even my topic, but I would just
say, it's important.
Again, you guys are right there.
This is important because what you can do is you can show with plastic surgery, you know, be it if it's elective, then it isn't covered by insurance. But it's not covered by insurance. It's not covered by the government. So you can see what the free market in medicine does. And what it does is it drives down prices.
LASIK's a good example. Really good example.
It drives up service. And that's what the free market's always done.
All right. Stand by, AW. I know you said you were calling for a different reason. So hang on.
We'll shoot you between the eyes again.
All right. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Is that like a Montana thing?
I have no idea.
We'll come back here. And a lot of people probably shoot in Montana. So maybe you're dead on. You guys are dead on.
See, it's another one. Just
dead
like
on
that.
Accurate. Hour number three is on the way. Take control here of Free Talk Live.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth. For 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store. Hi, I'm Chuck Woolery. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I really don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works. Australian Dream. It's an arthritis pain relief cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn. It isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee, so you can use a whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt that you'll send it back. You know, the stuff really works. Get Australian Dream at Walgreens, CVS, or Walmart. You'll be glad you did.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.